And then what happened one day, this was December 21st, 1992, I was in a deep meditation, and I came out of my meditation, I looked over at my couch, and there were two people sitting there on my couch.
Uninvited, no doubt.
That's right. I knew that the doors were locked, so I knew they couldn't have snuck in. And I didn't actually see them appear the first time, but I did after that. They actually did this 17 times over a period of 9 years. And I looked over at the couch there, and there was this beautiful woman sitting there, you know, this really exquisite, wonderful-looking woman was sitting there, and some guy, you know, I didn't care too much about him, but, you know, I kept looking at the woman, and she started to talk to me, and I started to talk back to her, and the weird part was how normal it seemed, because these people looked totally peaceful. There was nothing about them that would inspire anything except for peace. You know, people have asked me later why I didn't go running out of the room screaming. And the reason was their attitude and the look on their face and the sound of their voices. It was just very soothing and very peaceful. And I started talking to them. And it would seem normal for a while. Then I'd think, oh, God, these people just materialized out of thin air. And then it would seem weird. And then I'd start talking to them again. And it would seem normal for a while. And we'd go back and forth. And they started telling me a great deal of fascinating information. And this went on for a long time and resulted in the book, The Disappearance of the Universe. And one of the things that they said, the woman, for example, said that in a previous incarnation, 2,000 years ago, she was St. Thomas, which was one of the original disciples of Jesus.
Right.
And, of course, we're like, you know, we're different genders in different lifetimes. It doesn't matter. She was a woman her last time out, which is why she appeared to me as a woman. But 2,000 years ago, she was St. Thomas and the author of the now famous Gospel of Thomas, which, for people who don't know, is a gospel that was actually an original gospel before the ones that we think of today as being the mainstream type gospels. And it was destroyed by the church and disappeared from the face of the earth for 1,500 years. And then it was dug up in 1945 in a place in Egypt called Nag Hammadi. And this is a gospel that at first the church said, well, you know, you can't pay any attention to that. It's a phony. And, you know, they tried to just put it down.
Very controversial, right?
Yeah, very controversial. But then what happened was the biblical scholars got a hold of it after it was translated. And then in the 70s and especially the 80s, they started to have a different opinion of it. And they came to the conclusion that this gospel, which presents a very different picture of what Jesus, although that wasn't his name, so my teachers just called him Jay, and it paints a different picture. It's not your official version of Jesus. And so my teachers had a lot of interesting information to share about what he was really like. And I think the reason that they appeared as people was because they wanted the conversations in the book to be human. They wanted them to be the kinds of things that people could relate to, you know, everyday conversations. They wanted to present fairly advanced spiritual and metaphysical ideas in a language that everyday people, including me, could understand, because I'm no genius and I never went to college, but they put things in such a way that were humorous. They had a good sense of humor. There's a lot of laughter and funny stuff in the book. And at the same time, they were able to take all these ideas and put them in a way that was both entertaining and approachable to people like me. And I ended up understanding it as a result of that, because it's in everyday language instead of biblical language or scholarly
right.
language.
Were you one of many that they would make appearances to, Gary, or were you the only person that this has ever happened to?
As far as I know, I'm the only person that these two ascended masters have ever appeared to, although I'm certainly not the only person in history that ascended masters have appeared to. But in this case, the teachers, who were called Persa, was the name of the woman, and the name of the guy was Artin. And he said that 2,000 years ago, he was St. Thaddeus, another one of the original disciples of Jesus. And what they wanted to do was set the record straight about a lot of things, including what things were like 2,000 years ago and what they were trying to say to people, as opposed to what's been presented to us by organized religion in the last 2,000 years.
And you have had about 17 conversations with these masters over
a
decade, right?
Yeah, that happened over a period of about 9 years, from the end of 1992 to the end of 2001. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't see them for like 2 years, and I didn't know if I'd ever see them again. Then they did start to appear to me again, but that's another story. And the first 9 years of conversations are represented in the book. And we talked about all kinds of things. The subtitle of the book, as you know, is Straight Talk About Illusions, Past Lives, Religion, Sex, Politics, and the Miracles of Forgiveness. And we talked about all those things, but we also talked about a lot of other things. We made predictions for the future. We talked about how things were going to go in the world. We talked about healing the sick and raising the dead and all kinds of things. We talked about extraterrestrials, the origins of life on Earth. And they would put all of these things into a certain context. And that context was that sooner or later, it all comes down to a certain kind of forgiveness that they were teaching. That no matter what we talked about, sooner or later, you had to use whatever the body's eyes is seeing as a forgiveness lesson. And if you use it for that purpose, then you're using it for a purpose that actually leads you back to your original home where you came from.
Okay, I want to get into the prophecies tonight, too, some of the predictions they've told you. How do you know, though, Gary, that during this visitation, that one, you weren't, and I got to ask you, you weren't hallucinating, or two, it wasn't your own mind manifesting these beings, and you maybe they were there, but maybe they weren't who you thought they were?
Well, I came to trust them after a while, and that took time. You know, it's not something that happened right away. I didn't trust them at first. And what happened was that eventually they would tell me certain things, drop little hints about what was going to happen in the future, and it would turn out that they were always right about my personal life and what was going on. And we started to become friends. Now, as far as the possibilities for their appearances, I actually, spent some time with a psychiatrist after this whole thing was over because I wanted to know what he thought of the whole thing. His name is Dr. Bill Evans. He's an adult psychologist. And he came to the conclusion in talking to me about this that I wasn't delusional and that experience is concerned, that this really happened.
Did you go to him as a patient or did you go to him just as a source?
Just as a source.
All right.
Yeah, I've never, been a patient or in any kind of an institution. I've never been even under any kind of medication. So that's just never been a problem for me.
Okay, and so you went to him, told him about this. What was his initial reaction?
Well, he's heard it all, so he wasn't very shocked about it. And plus, he has some kind of a spiritual, metaphysical background. And so he listened very carefully and eventually wrote an article about me in this magazine called Miracles Magazine, in which he, that's where he made the statement.
Right.
He thought that, what I was saying was at least a true experience for me and a very sane one, at least from my perspective. Now, as far as them being a product of my own mind, that's a completely different discussion. And the reason for that is that everything that we see is a product of our own mind, and we just don't realize it.